From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. Secretary of State meets with diplomats. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting with international diplomats in Geneva in an effort to end hostilities in Syria, where government forces have carried out deadly assaults on the rebel-held city of Aleppo for more than a week. Zlatica Hoke has more for VOA.
Kerry said ending the bloodshed in Aleppo is a top priority. Most of the victims are civilians. Hospitals and medical centers also have been targeted. Speaking alongside his Jordanian counterpart on Sunday, the U.S. Secretary of State urged Russia to help restore calm.
These are critical hours. We look for Russia's cooperation. We obviously look for the regime to listen to Russia and to respond to the international community's powerful statement through the U.N. Security Council.
Officials of the Assad government say they are targeting terrorists of the al-Nusra Front because they have been bombarding government-controlled areas with rocket and artillery fire. U.S. officials dismissed the claims as false, saying the attacks have predominantly targeted innocent civilians and moderate groups, all in violation of the ceasefire. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Turkish military killed 63 Islamic State soldiers in Syria on Sunday after launching artillery and drone strikes from an air base in southern Turkey. State-run media in Turkey reported the strikes took out several rocket launcher and gun positions. According to the report, Turkish artillery killed 34 ISIS extremists, while drone strikes killed another 29. Baghdad is largely back to normal after it teetered on the edge of political chaos on Sunday. Protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr breached the Green Zone and surrounded the parliament building, forcing lawmakers to flee. The takeover was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. This is VOA News. The United States ultra-secretive Central Intelligence Agency tweeted the details of an operation that killed al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden in 2011, drawing thousands of retweets from apparent supporters while others responded with criticism. Now, Twitter's been around since 2006, but the CIA is a relative newcomer, having established its account just 2 years ago. With the fifth anniversary of the bin Laden raid, the CIA announced it would live-tweet the details to its 1.3 million followers as if they were happening all over again. Another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations opened Sunday with the first commercial cruise ship to sail to Cuba from the U.S. in more than 50 years. These two people were among the many getting on the boat in Miami heading for Cuba.
I want to see how they live, their music, type of food they eat, shopping.
It's been 50 years, and I left when I was five. I know a little bit about Cuba, and I see things on TV, but I really don't. Never been there, so it's an opportunity.
The Carnival Cruise Lines will sail to Havana twice a month. Regular air service between the U.S. and Cuba is expected to resume later on this year. A new U.S. political survey signaled Sunday that Donald Trump, the frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination, is surging ahead in the crucial Midwestern state of Indiana, where voters are holding the next nominating contest tomorrow. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters late Sunday in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
You got to go on Tuesday. We're having a lot of fun tonight with a bad subject. You know, it's hard to have fun. A very big musician, I won't say who, like the biggest, said Trump's the greatest in the world without a guitar, meaning who the hell else can fill a place like this and I don't have a musical instrument, right?
Other Republicans, Ted Cruz and John Kasich, as well as Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her challenger Bernie Sanders, are campaigning ahead of the Indiana vote. The governor of Puerto Rico says the island is defaulting on a $422 million debt payment due today, and he says the U.S. is partly to blame. Garcia Padilla says he had not wanted a bailout and sought to restructure the existing debt. The U.S. territory, however, needs the U.S. Congress to pass a restructuring bill for the island, but partisan politics have bogged down any movement on the measure. Now, May 1st is May Day, and it's celebrated as the day when workers and activists march in the streets and gather in city centers to honor laborers all over the world. Now, this year, the day fell on Sunday, yesterday, but that did not dampen the resolve of those who rallied in support of workers' rights. In the U.S., thousands of people rallied at events around the country for immigrant and worker rights. Police used pepper spray to beat back rowdy May Day protesters in the northwestern city of Seattle. Police arrested 9 people and 5 police officers were hurt in the fracas, according to officials. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.